1248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. A monster bomb cyclone storm has come at the worst time. FlightAware.com says almost 3,000 flights within, into, and out of the U.S. have been canceled, and more are likely. CBS's Chris Van Cleve is at Reagan National Airport in Northern Virginia.
Even after the storm passes, the severe cold freezing much of the country will slow down the airline's recovery plans for days and could make daunting driving for many of the 113 million expected to travel for the holiday.
Watch for icy conditions and signs of hypothermia. We encourage residents to avoid driving if you can.
Boston Mayor Michelle Wu. Dale Albrecht of Minneapolis says the roads have iced up.
Even in the areas that have been plowed really well, if you get above 40 miles an hour, you start sliding around.
President Biden's Christmas wish is political peace.
In a brief set of remarks, the president wished the country peace this holiday season.
Our politics has gotten so angry. So mean, so partisan.
He said that's not in the spirit of Christmas.
I sincerely hope this holiday season will drain the poison that has infected our politics and set us against one another.
Mr. Biden left the East Room without taking questions. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
On this vote, the yeas are 68, the nays are 29.
The Senate has approved a $1.7 trillion spending plan for the coming fiscal year, now heads to the House where passage is expected. The January 6th committee last night released a massive report on its investigation of the insurrection. More from CBS's Steve Dorsey in Washington.
The committee's report includes its legislative recommendations to prevent future similar attacks. The committee is endorsing changes to the Electoral College. It also says insurrectionists shouldn't hold public office. Ultimately, it's the conclusion of the committee's sweeping 18-month probe that led it to recommend multiple people be charged with crimes, including the former president.
A record producer who helped create the Philadelphia sound of the 70s has died. Tom Bell worked with some of the biggest groups of the era, including the Delphonics, the Stylistics, and the Spinners. Bell was 79. The man who was released from a prison in Maryland this year after his case was the focus of a true crime podcast has been hired by Georgetown University in Washington. Adnan Syed will work at the school's Prisons and Justice Initiative. He'll support Georgetown's Making an Exoneree class. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible end-of-the-year sale prices from General Steel. That's right, start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 888-74-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 888-74-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 888-74-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40-by-60-foot building or a 50-by-100 clear span building at end-of-the-year savings. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-747-8335. 888-74-STEEL.
It's a whole new game when the Badgers face Oklahoma State for the Guaranteed Rate Bowl in Phoenix on December 27th. Your business can be a part of the action right here on your local Civic Media radio station, locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Learn how you can share your Badgers pride during the game, airing locally and streaming everywhere. Call 715-424-1300. 715-424-1300.
This is your land, and you love it. Every day you look out your window to watch the wildlife, who also call your land home. The animals who bring life to your land. You know their daily and seasonal habits, what they eat, and when their young are born. As a caring landowner, you can't bear to think about what might happen to them and to this special place in the future. Your dream is for your land to remain this way forever. The Wildlife Land Trust can help you. Keep your land free from development forever and protect the animals you've come to know so well from hunting and trapping. As part of the Humane Society of the United States, the Wildlife Land Trust preserves wildlife habitat and safeguards the animals who rely on it. Without such protections, your dream, your land, and its wildlife could be lost forever. If you have land and wildlife that you want to see preserved and protected, the Wildlife Land Trust can help. Call 1-800-729-SAVE. That's 1-800-729-SAVE. Or go to wildlifelandtrust.org. Your dream, our mission.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A winter storm warning continues until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Snow likely today, otherwise overcast skies. High temperatures reach up to 1 below. Winds out of the northwest, 20 to 30 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, 3 below. High of 7, tomorrow mainly cloudy. A dusting of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 12 below.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the second hour of our program. You probably didn't know that Greg Palast was a protege of Milton Friedman at the University of Chicago. He was one of the only Americans in the so-called Chicago Boys Group, which kicked off the Reagan-Thatcher decriminalization of financial manipulation worldwide. Why? Well, he was working undercover for union leadership in Chicago. Maybe you didn't know that he was an investigator of corporate fraud and racketeering, directing investigators of the nuclear industry for the U.S. Department of Justice and the oil industry, going after the oil industry on behalf of the DOJ, including the Exxon Valdez crackup. He's the author of the United Nations Guide on the Regulation of the Energy Industry, which is, well, you know, where he got his master's degree. He's based on his lectures at Cambridge University Department of Applied Electronics, Economics, in the University of Sao Paulo. He covered oil, energy, and resource wars for BBC and The Guardian, from Venezuela to Kazakhstan. His newest movie is called Vigilante, Georgia's Vote Suppression Hitman, produced by Martin Sheen and George DiCaprio and narrated by Rosario Dawson. And you can watch it free of charge from now until New Year's Eve at gregpalast.com. And Greg, welcome to the program. I want to do a deep dive into some of the incredible well, work you that did. You've done in your life. It's certainly...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, is it going to be one of your hidden history books? I mean, you've just busted me. I'm just supposed to be the crazy guy in the hat that runs around after the bad guys on TV for BBC. But in fact, it's more Raiders of the Lost Ark. I have I came out of academia and out of working with unions, Justice Department, attorneys general around the world, et cetera, and wrote that United Nations guide. And, of course, I was the protege of Milton Friedman. He didn't know I was undercover. Now you just busted me. Yes, I was working for the kind of left-wing labor unions in Chicago. They want to know what this guy was up to. So I worked with him.
Amazing.
Even got in the Chicago Boys. We had those classes in Spanish where we basically planned the murderous takeover of the economy of Chile. 3,000 people were murdered. I don't want to be not responsible for it. I was a witness hoping to report about it.
Wow. Do you speak Spanish, Greg?
Yes.
Wow.
Si.
Si.
Claro que
si. I had no idea. You are a man of many talents. Well, your most recent reporting, and you published this piece, I believe, last night or this morning, is about what's going on in Georgia. Raphael Warnock, the senator from Georgia, the newly reelected senator, said yesterday, he said, quote, "Now, there will be those on both sides in our state and across the country who will point to our victory and try to use it to argue that there is no voter suppression in Georgia. The fact that millions of Georgians endured hours in lines and were willing to spend hours in lines, lines that wrapped around buildings and went on for blocks, lines in the cold, lines in the rain, is certainly most certainly not a sign voter suppression does not exist. So tell us what you've learned. I mean, the Secretary of State in Georgia is claiming that, hey, we had more people vote in this election than any midterm in history. What happened?
Well, I'm so glad to hear that we had a record turnout in Georgia. And every single news outlet, from the New York Times to the Wall Street Journal to MSDNC, the whole crowd, everyone said there was a record turnout in Georgia. Well, you could say it was a record turnout. It was a record plummet. Let me repeat that. The decline between the last runoff with Warnock, between Warnock and Republican Kelly Loeffler, and this, now 2 years later, this runoff, we lost 1 million voters. 1 million, a quarter of the vote, about 22% of the vote vanished. 1 million voters, not one outlet, except now Tom Hartman and Truthdig today, and GregPalast.com, not one outlet. Now, by the way, where did I get this? From the same guy who issued the blather, the Secretary of State of Georgia, and Brian Kemp, repeated the newly so-called reelected governor of Georgia, now running for president. So this is important. It's not just Georgia, baby. Get ready for the, we're going to be hailing that chief.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was 4.5 million voters 2 years ago. It fell off a cliff to 3.5 million. Even those who've gone through the No Child Behind left education system of America know that's a million votes lost, reported nowhere. It's right in the bottom of the press releases. There's something called a data hub. And I know that my fellow reporters became reporters because they flunked math. But please look at the numbers, the actual reported numbers from the Secretary of State of Georgia's office, the actual return numbers. At the core of this was, are you ready? An 83% drop in mail-in absentee votes. 83%. And can I tell you, Tom, why this happened, how this happened?
Go for it.
Okay, SB 202, what the NAACP calls Jim Crow 2.0.
This is the Senate Bill 202. This is a piece of legislation within the state of Georgia.
That's right. And so what happened is, and it will be the legislation coming to a state near you, as Martin Sheen says at the beginning of my film. Here's what happened. Warnock and his running mate, Senator John Ossoff, and a guy, Joe Biden, all won Georgia, shocking, stunning the Republicans. By the way, shocking the National Democrats, too. I wasn't shocked. In the 2020 election, 2021 runoff. And so within weeks, literally a couple of weeks, they passed this law, Senate Bill 202. The reason Warnock, Ossoff, and Biden won was the mail-in vote, which Warnock, for example, won by more than 2-1. Hmm. He won that race by about 100,000 votes. This is not confusing math, but let's go through it. He won by about 100,000 votes, a little less, and he won, but 400,000 vote plurality in the mail-in balloting, 2-1. So they said, we have to get rid of mail-in balloting. We have to stop this thing, especially if there's a runoff. So they passed SB 202, 98 pages of Jim Crow restrictions on voting. I will, by the way, tip the hat to the Justice Department. They haven't been very aggressive, but they did file a complaint about SB 202. Mm-hmm. Hardly noticed. Right. But here's the practical effect. So how do you stop people from mailing in their ballots? The answer is, for example, in this runoff, You went from Warnock massively won the early voting. So first thing you do is you cut the early voting from 17 days to 7. It's supposed to be originally cut it to 6, but the court said, no, you can't say no voting on Robert E. Lee Day. I can't make this up.
Right.
That's what they said. So you cut early voting 17 to 6. Then you remove the drop boxes. In Atlanta 2 years ago, there were 107 drop boxes, 4 counties of Atlanta. Outside of Atlanta, in the rural Republican counties, so you went from 107 drop boxes in Atlanta to 25. You were barred, under the law from having more than one drop box per 100,000 active voters. That only applies to Atlanta, only Atlanta. And then they ordered the southern rural counties to increase their drop boxes. So they took the black drop boxes and gave it to the white counties. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Then they closed the drop boxes They took him outside from in front of the buildings and stuck him inside the buildings so you could only vote during the business hours of those few 7 days of early voting. They didn't even have the drop boxes open on election day. You had to wait 2 hours in line. They, by cutting early voting from 17 days to 7 in the runoff, yes, they had record turnouts on a single day. So what they were doing was they were conning the press by saying, oh, we're having record turnout today. We've had 3 days of running record turnout. Well, Tom, if you cut the number of days you can vote by two-thirds, you're going to make the days left a lot longer.
Yeah, and it's like saying our movie's only going to be released for 3 days instead of for 3 months. And
you're going to have long lines. And right. In fact, but only long lines in Atlanta, I have to tell you, because they reported, and we get this off the computers, two-hour wait minimum in every Atlanta voting station, 10 minutes average in the rural areas.
In the white counties.
The white Republican counties. It goes on and on. To get an absentee ballot, you have to request it, which you didn't have to do if you were disabled. And for the runoff, you had to include ID with an absentee ballot for the first time, even though they said that there was not one single fraudulent absentee ballot. Not one, and they checked, yet they added all these restrictions. So basically, you had an 83% plummet in the absentee balloting, and that accounts almost, that was most of the loss for the 1 million vote drop. That's what happened to Warnock, and that's what's going to happen to the rest of us. But Warnock's people stood in those lines.
Yep.
They squeaked him through.
Yep. It's just an amazing story. We're talking with Greg Pallas for the hour, the investigative journalist, author, and filmmaker. His latest, Vigilante, Georgia's vote suppression hitman. You can see it at gregpallas.com.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
16 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with Greg Pallas. His Twitter handle is Greg_Pallas, P-A-L-A-S-T.
Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust like fillers, artificial preservatives?
Ho, ho, hold on there. I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. You don't want your dog eating any of that. These potentially harmful ingredients are found in many of today's popular dog foods, but not in Nature's Blend. A freeze-dried raw dog food with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, and superfood veggies and fruit.
Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility.
Your dog will go bonkers over Nature's Blend's savory flavor and texture.
For a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511.
I guarantee it with a 100% 90-day return of your purchase price.
Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman, available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Did you know that Americans have elected 8 animals to political office? I realize all politicians are animals, and arguably all humans are animals, but these are non-human animals who have been elected to political office. It's absolutely fascinating. There's Stubbs the cat, who was the mayor of Talkeetna, Alaska. Most of them, by the way, have been elected mayors. Clay Henry the goat, he was the mayor of Lajitas, Texas. Max the dog was the mayor of Idlewild, California. In Milton, Washington, they didn't go for the mayor. They got a committee person, a committeeman. That's Boston Curtis the mule. And Boscow the dog became the mayor of Sunol, California. Jinx the cat, this is one of the very best. Jinx the cat was the mayor of Hell, Michigan. Isn't it nice to get away from politics every now and then, or sort of? Lincoln the goat was the mayor of Fairhaven, Vermont, and there was even a rhinoceros who was on the Sao Paulo City Council. The whole list is over at TomHartman.com. Check it out. Welcome back. We're talking with Greg Pallas, the investigative reporter, and bon vivant. And Greg, I first...
No, I wasn't. You left out that I was a ballroom dance instructor at Fred Astaire Dance Studios.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not sure if that's a checkered past or an amazing past. That's pretty impressive, actually. I'm absolutely incompetent at dancing. I want to talk about 2000, because this is when I first learned who you were and what you were all about. And it's when you, I think, in probably around 2000, I started the show in March of 2003, and I think it was within a year or so of that that you and I started talking on the air. I frankly don't recall. You, if you do, let me know. But I was very familiar with your work for the BBC on that election, that 2000 election. And yes. So you want to give us a recap of what happened in 2000? I think, a lot of Americans have forgotten, and there's a lot of young people who were not around when that was happening, weren't paying attention. They were 5 years old and don't even know the story.
And it's important because we're living its effects today.
Right.
So back in 2000, I'm living in London, working with The Guardian, BBC, and I see that thousands of black people say that they couldn't vote. Now, remember, George Bush became president of the United States by just 537 votes. Not electoral votes, I mean like votes in Florida. 537 votes. And I'm thinking, well, maybe there's a computer program removing black people from the voter rolls. You know, don't call me a conspiracy nut. As the Justice Department would say, I'm their conspiracy expert. And it always gets a laugh, by the way, from the conspirators. But in truth, I did find a file by the Secretary of State, Catherine Harris, approved personally by Jeb Bush, happens to note Bush, the presidential candidate's brother. They ordered the removal of so-called felons from the voter rolls. At the time, felons could not, ex-cons could not vote in Florida. And they removed 58,000 black people. I'm not guessing, because in Florida at the time, they kept the record of your race on your registration form. They removed 58,000 black people. I went through the list. I met many of them. I called hundreds. We had professional review of the list. And I took it to the Attorney General. Not one of the 58,000 black people who were prevented from voting, not one, was an illegal ex-con voter. Not one. And that's how George W. Bush became president. And the hardest part of this story is I reported it on the front page of The Guardian. I reported it at the top of the nightly news in on BBC television worldwide. Noam Chomsky called me from India, or sent me a note from India, and said, "Wow, how come this isn't the U.S. in U.S. papers?" That's a darn good question, Noam. It only got into the U.S. papers because, bless him, Paul Krugman put it in his column.
Wow, in the New York Times.
In the New York Times. And then Salon and others picked it up. But we could not get that, and I couldn't get on the news pages of the Times until 4 years later, when they ran a story about the what they call the infamous felon purge of Florida. And I'm thinking, how could it be infamous? You never reported on it until 4 years later. So the problem we have, and it's two problems. One, this type of purge, it worked. It worked. They removed those black voters, 58,000.
And by the way, the Supreme Court doubled down on this in 2018 when Ohio was doing this, when Mike DeWine was doing this in the major cities of Ohio. They took it, you know, the voter advocates took this to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said, you know, if he wants to throw black people off the rolls, I mean, they said, they didn't say black people, but if he wants to throw people off the rolls wherever he wants, it's fine.
Yeah, we have the demo. I went through that, the demographics of it. Yes, it was overwhelmingly black people, young people. And in Florida, they were removing the elderly of Zion. And, you know, basically all voters of color, meaning blue voters, Democrats.
Right.
So I went down for BBC. They used a method called voter caging, which is that they would send letters to people. In the case of Ohio, it came from the state. In the case of Florida, it came from the Republican National Committee, specifically from Karl Rove at the time, who sent people that they knew were not at home, students away on vacation, black people at military bases, Hispanics at military bases assigned outside the U.S. or to a different state. The Jewish voters were snowbirds, and they would send, you know, that is, they return north for winter, but their address is in Florida. So they send people letters. The letters come back undelivered, and they say, oh, these are not real voters. They don't live at their voting address. Yes, they do.
Yeah.
But it's an ugly, ugly.
That's how they did it in Ohio.
They did it in Ohio through government.
In Florida, they were doing it through interstate cross-check, weren't they? We'll talk about that on the other side of the break.
That was 16.
Yeah, okay. Okay, stick around. We'll be right back. Greg Pallas is with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Revealing all the dirty tricks the GOP has been using to steal elections for decades. Stick around.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day with no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com, paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net, it scores!
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
The Jell-O program starring Jack Benny.
The Johnson Wax program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
The Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby and his distinguished guests for this Christmas Eve.
Be our guests for the WFHR tradition of 30 hours of Christmas. Starting at noon on Christmas Eve, enjoy 30 hours of old-time radio, classic Christmas music, and special broadcasts of the Sunshine Polka Show, Seth Faces the Music, and Director's Cut. Exclusively on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, it's a Merry Christmas from all of us at WFHR, locally grown radio.
When you shop Goodwill, you don't just bring home a vintage dress or cat lamp. You bring home so much good to your community, because everything you buy funds local job training and more. Goodwill, bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A winter storm warning continues until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Snow likely today, otherwise overcast skies. High temperatures reach up to 1 below, winds out of the northwest 20 to 30 miles per hour. Overcast skies, tonight 3 below, high of 7, tomorrow mainly cloudy. A dusting of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 12 below.
Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Welcome back. We're talking with investigative journalist, author, filmmaker, ballroom dancing instructor, Greg Palast, GregPalast.com, Greg underscore Palast on Twitter, Greg Sue Nethercutt, who publishes our newsletter, and we've worked together forever, and is a wonderful person. And Sue says that you were on our program on May 12th, 2003. That's when we first met. So it's been a while, and we were talking about... But you were on our program talking about what was going on in Florida, and you were sort of mid-story or getting toward the end of the story, I suppose, there. But there's a difference in these different ways, these different strategies of voter suppression that have been used. There's the caging strategy, there's the interstate cross-check strategy, there's the vote vigilante strategy, there's the long line strategy, there's the block the mail-in voting strategy. You want to just give us a recap of these?
Well, it's whack-a-mole, because every time we find, I think there's two issues here. One, I could give you a list that could go on for about 7 hours, but what I want to do is explain that every time we uncover something, they come up with something else. It's whack-a-mole, and in addition, it's very difficult to get the U.S. press's attention. That's why, for example, I think one of the worst, most evil ones, which may have had a real role in the election of Donald Trump in 2016, is something called interstate cross-check. And in that, what they did was, a guy, Chris Kobach of Kansas, who, by the way, is now Attorney General there, he came up with a way of removing voters with common names. Now, 95 of the 100 most common names in America are minority names. Hernandez, Chung, Nguyen, Rabinowitz. Whatever.
Johnson, Washington.
Johnson, Washington, Black. And yeah. So... what he did was he got together with a guy named Brian Kemp, the Secretary of State of Georgia, and then they started including other secretaries, GOP Secretaries of State, and started cross-checking names and finding, for example, that there were several thousand, that there's a guy named Jose Garcia who is voting multiple times in multiple states. Now, that's a federal crime, so they removed Jose Garcia, thousands of Jose Garcias, from this one guy, apparently. Now you may say, well, Jose Garcia is just a common Spanish name. It's not a common name for Republican. So they removed 238 guys named James Brown, saying it was the same voter in Georgia. This cross-check system, the lists were secret. And the other big problem of stopping this stuff is that the only stories on cross-check were how brilliant they were on NBC and CBS and PBS. They all ran stories about this new computerized system to find double voting cheats, people who vote in two states on the same day or in the same election, which is a crime. So I started going. I got my hands on the list. I won't tell you how, but I used legal means. I'm pretty good at because I work for Justice and other attorneys generals. And I got my hands on these lists. We went through them, and of course, the middle names of most of these people didn't match. You know, it would be Jose Eduardo Garcia, supposed to be Jose, Osvaldo Garcia. They would say that's still the same guy. They had different birthdays, etc. But they removed a lot of Jose Garcias and James Browns. In fact, they removed just short of 1 million voters from the voter rolls of 30 states. I reported it. I couldn't get this into U.S. newspapers, but I did a very, very elaborate report written and et cetera for Al Jazeera, which, by the way, because it was Al Jazeera, I was disqualified for the Pulitzer Prize. I'm not crying. Oh, yes, I am. So we busted that, and then the ACLU sued, and the cross-check was eliminated, unfortunately, just after the 2016 election of Donald Trump, who then immediately appointed Mr. Cross-check, Chris Kobach of Kansas, as head of a vote fraud Hunting Commission. So we got rid of cross-check, and then Brian Kemp, who's Secretary of State of Georgia, comes up with new methods. One is the mover purge. That means that you find people that you supposedly have moved. So he removed half a million voters from the voter rolls of Georgia. He's Secretary of State, but he's also running for governor against Stacey Abrams of Georgia. He's removed 500,000 voters, saying, well, they don't live in Georgia. Well, if they don't live in Georgia, they shouldn't vote in Georgia. I got the guys from, and bless them, the experts who work with Amazon and Google, to go through the addresses. They know where you live. Believe me, they know where you live. And they went through every single voter, obviously with computers, and gave me a list of 340,000 voters. They said, these people have never moved from their legal voter registration address. Overwhelmingly, young, black, Hispanic, Asian Americans, that's who is being removed. That 340, by removing a third of a million people wrongly, that's how he became governor.
And right, that's because why he beat Stacey Abrams by 50,000 votes in that election.
Right, minus, you know, not counting 340,000 illegally removed voters, including, by the way, and you'll see in the film Vigilante, including Martin Luther King's 92-year-old cousin. I was at the polling station when she was thrown out on her keister. She has a walker, 92 years old. It was going to be her 50th year of voting. Her granddaughter's in tears. They said that she doesn't live in Georgia anymore. And I went to her house, which was down the street. There's Martin Luther King's picture having dinner with her at that house 50 years earlier. She's still living there. Brian Kemp said she didn't live there. One of a third of a million people he removed. That's how he became governor. And that's why it is Stacey Abrams cited my evidence to specifically say, I won't be inaugurated, but I got the most votes. I won this, but by Kemp's rules, Kemp makes himself
governor. This is also why she hasn't conceded that election.
She shouldn't.
Yeah.
And I'm very disappointed, frankly, President Biden and the media for excoriating her and putting her in the same boat as Trump.
Yeah.
She said, there's a difference between me and Trump. He's fantasizing that the election was stolen from them. I have the list of names of people illegally, wrongly blocked from voting.
Right.
You know, vote suppression is real.
It's just an incredible story, and it's continuing. And it's picking up steam, and this is we need a national right to vote. I mean, it's just the two things that we need to get into the Constitution tomorrow morning are a national right to vote, and so that they can't play these kind of games with us, and an amendment that says that corporations are not persons and money is not speech. But that's kind of another rant, for another time.
Well, let me just add something there. Have you ever heard of a corporation losing their legs in Iraq? You ever heard of a corporation being drafted to Vietnam? I haven't.
Yeah, exactly. It's the old bumper sticker. I'll believe corporations are people when Texas executes one. yes. So, Greg, if I could move to, there's a couple of other topics I wanted to talk with you about. Yeah. And, one of them is, this situation. I mean, you're a reporter. You're on top of this stuff. You've been doing international stories forever. You were there at the birth of neoliberalism. Which is what happened to Russia, when Gorbachev essentially ended the Soviet Union, he publicly said that he wanted Russia to become a democratic socialist country like Sweden. And he used the word Sweden. That was his model. But what happened was George Herbert Walker Bush, and then ultimately Bill Clinton as well, basically said to Russia, we will not, and the IMF said, we will not give you the billions or trillions in loans that you're going to need to make this transition from Soviet economy to a new economy unless you embrace neoliberalism, unless you cut taxes on rich people, privatize everything, quack, 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 quack. And the neoliberalism, of course, leads to oligarchy. Oligarchy leads to tyranny. And now we've got a guy running Russia who basically is accountable to nobody. And it was fairly predictable. And like I said, you were there at the birth of that. What are your thoughts on what's going on with Russia and Ukraine right now?
Well, a couple things. Number one, it's close to my heart because, as I said, I was undercover, but I was working with Milton Friedman and the Chicago Boys who had installed, we had a bloody coup in which their economic theories were imposed by machine gun in Chile. by Augusto Pinochet.
Yeah, it was 1976 or 73.
Right, and I was there. Yeah. And so the and now in Russia, when it was clear he was not going to get reelected, and they said to continue this project of the kind of Pinochet program, we need to pick a Pinochet to replace you. And they actually, believe it or not, two oligarchs, Berezovsky and Guzinski, arranged to meet with Pinochet, who was, by the way, under house arrest for murder. And so they met with the murderer and said, could you help us figure out how we pick a guy to replace Yeltsin? Because he's drunk so often that we can't even get anything, that we can't keep stealing because he's too drunk to just sign over everything anymore. So they described a kind of a strong teetotaler, militaristic and super capitalistic. And so they picked this guy who had been deputy mayor of Petersburg, of Vlad Putin, who no one knew, and Yeltsin was required to make this Pinochet imitator prime minister. He used that position to basically murder 50,000 civilians in Chechnya, in Grozny. That made him kind of popular. So Yeltsin became the president, and then later, and the rest is history, right, of the bloodiest order. So you're talking about a very, very vicious, nasty Pinochet, highly armed. And, you know, one of the things I've been doing with Pinochet, it's easy to mix them, with the Pinochet of Russia, Putin. You know, the media's trying to figure out why he's doing what he's doing. Why don't you read what he said? Back in July of 2021, he wrote a long, long screed about Ukraine with this fantasy that somehow Ukraine has always been historically part of Russia. And he's particularly blamed the Bolsheviks. He, you know, remember, he's a violent anti-communist Putin. He was KGB, but that was because he was a super patriot. But he was actually quite anti-communist. And he said, the communists did this to us. They made Ukraine a separate republic. And, you know, the United Nations had a seat for Ukraine. You know, there was the Soviet Union, but they had the seat for Ukraine and Russia and White Russia, which is now Belarus. So Ukraine has never been part of Russia, except for a short period during the Russian Empire. And Putin, and I know it sounds like I'm going way back in the history, but like you have to, because Putin does. He talks about the Kievan Empire, where Kiev and Moscow were the nodes of an empire. Moscow was a swamp. It was actually that Russia was part of Ukraine, not the opposite way
Greg,
around.
Greg, we have about a minute and a half before we hit a hard break here. What do you say to the people who say, well, you know, the Minsk agreements and George Herbert Walker Bush's promise that he wouldn't expand NATO, this, you know, Putin is justified in attacking Ukraine?
That was 18 years ago. And by the way, we probably should have let him into NATO. You notice that they haven't, you know, they're talking about missiles in threatening them from NATO. Well, the missiles are on their border in Poland. I notice that they haven't invaded Poland.
Right.
Ukraine's not part of NATO. It doesn't have the missiles. In fact, what's most important, I would recommend, Tom, that you read an article by a guy named Tom Hartman about the Budapest Accords of 94, where Ukraine, with Russia's approval, U.S. approval, agreed to give up all its nuclear weapons and gave them to Russia. And by the way, this week, the Ukrainian government showed us the missiles made in Ukraine, sent to Russia by the 1994 accords, in which Russia, which are now being shot at Ukraine.
Right.
These are Ukrainian missiles.
Yeah, Ukraine at that point in time had the third largest nuclear force in the world, and they gave
in exchange for a peace, for a guarantee of peace and their borders with Russia. Russia said, give us all your missiles so we're not threatened, and in return, we guarantee peace, and we'll even pay for the rebuilding of your military.
Why are the lefties who are yelling about Minsk and stuff never talking about this? I don't know.
Don't call. I'm a lefty, I guess, but you know, I don't count people who support fascist Pinochet-style attacks on human populations. That's not leftist. That's just imperialism of a different flavor.
I agree.
Sorry.
I absolutely agree. We're talking with Greg Palast. Want to get into some energy conversations as well. Greg has been around the block on a whole bunch of topics here. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 48 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with Greg Pallas. Guys, this Christmas, give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all with soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram. Even more alluring than lingerie, the texture and touch of these pajamas is so seductive, you'll both love the feel of them. Leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas. I have no doubt that she'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all. Wow, these sound pretty exciting to me. I'm on my way to check them out for Louise. Order today and Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude 90. That's a $75 savings on a best-selling holiday gift. Plus, Pajamagram does the gift wrapping for you. You need to order today, though, because last year they sold out before Christmas. Here's what you do. Go to Pajamagram.com right now. That's Pajamagram.com to order naturally nude pajamas. And tell them Tom Hartman sent you. Check it out at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com, Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. We're talking with the great Greg Pallas, investigative journalist, author, filmmaker. His latest movie, Vigilante, Georgia's vote suppression hitman. You can watch it over at gregpallas.com for free up through New Year's Eve. And Greg underscore Pallas on Twitter. Greg, you were heavily involved with energy back in the day. You are the author of the United Nations Guide on the Regulation of the Energy Industry, which is based on your lectures at Cambridge University Department of Applied Economics and at the University of Sao Paulo. You covered oil, energy, and resource wars for the BBC and the Guardian when you were living in the UK. And you were working for the U.S. Department of Justice tracking down the Exxon Valdez crack up, you know, what was going on there. So what is your take on our energy situation in general here in the United States, with the oil and renewables and everything else? And I'm also curious to get your take on this new fusion announcement.
Oh, it's not a new fusion announcement. About the fusion, Lawrence Livermore Labs, which is a military lab associated with the University of California.
They mostly work on nuclear weapons, don't they?
Yeah, so they're weapons. They're a weapons lab, mostly. And what they did was they were losing massive funding for their fusion program. So every few years when they're threatened with the closure of their program, they have a breakthrough in fusion power. We're going to have free power, no cost, all the free energy you want, and with this miracle fusion stuff. Well, we heard that with fission power.
Right,
when they first said nuclear, you know, they were trying to come up with a way to make the atomic bomb be nice. And so they came up with atoms for peace, and we're going to have electricity that was too cheap to meter.
Yep.
And instead, we ended up with bankrupt utilities, bankrupt bill payers, and a hot radioactive mess and dead nuclear plants. And we don't know what to do with the radioactivity that they crap out. So we've heard this free energy forever, perpetual motion machine. Isaac Newton already said, you're not going to get this. It's called the second law of thermodynamics. And you break that law, man, you get quite a fine. So, you know, whenever they're running out of money, they have a new breakthrough. I will say that there's one good thing about the breakthrough. The main purpose, just so you know, of laser fusion technology is to test the reliability of our current nuclear warheads. That's why they did this program. For the public, it's all about free energy someday in the way, way future. And, you know, it's actually... frankly, I have to say it's a necessary thing that we have to do to make sure that our nuclear warheads are in working operation. Unlike Putin, has no idea if he pushes a button if it's just going to the stuff is just going to like blow up on the Kremlin. So you know, but let's be honest about what the Livermore program is. It's a nuclear warheads testing program, and yeah, there might be fusion one century when we've mutated all into spiders.
Yeah.
We do have a miraculous way of capturing fusion power. There's a red ball in the sky, which is a fusion energy generator called the sun, and we have this miracle thing called a solar panel, which captures fusion energy. So why are they bothering with Livermore Laboratories? Why spend $1 trillion on that when for that $1 trillion... we could have a solar economy. Why not?
We could put solar panels on the roofs of every house in America and probably for $1 trillion and start with, you know, mandating it for federal buildings. Okay, Greg, we gotta wrap it up here. Greg Pallas, his latest movie is Vigilante, Georgia's vote suppression hitman, vigilantemovie.com or gregpallas.com is probably the best place to go. Greg_Pallas on Twitter. Greg, thanks so much for dropping by. It's been great talking with you.
Thanks, Tom, for real conversation.
My pleasure. It's an honor, in fact. We'll be right back here on the program. Stick around. Peter Montgomery will be with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids, and I've got a good job.
Bye, Mom.
See you, Mom.
A pretty important job. Because of my family and my job, I really care about this neighborhood. It's a good neighborhood. Yes, there's some crime. And when I drive to work, like now, I realize that some people here don't trust the police. So the police should be reaching out to this community, and this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you, as a police officer, that this department is reaching out to the community, and the community is doing its part. We're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. This is how we can all be safer. Get involved. Start the conversation.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.